Pope Benedict XVI begins the third day of his apostolic trip to Turkey today. As we speak, the Holy Father is in Istanbul's St. George Cathedral, participating in a celebration of the Divine Liturgy with the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I. Standing by live on the ground is Philippa Hitchin. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Catherine.
Philippa, could you tell us perhaps a little bit more about what is happening right now and run through a few of the other activities the Pope will be engaged today?
Yes, Catherine. As we speak, Pope Benedict is on his way to that Orthodox Patriarchal Church of St. George, as you say, where he took part in a prayer service last night. Today he's attending the Divine Liturgy to mark the feast day of St. Andrew, patron saint of the Orthodox world. It's a lengthy liturgy. It's already begun. The Orthodox priests and faithful are already gathered there. The Pope, in just a few minutes, will be welcomed again by the Patriarch Bartholomew I, and at the end of that liturgy, the two leaders will sign an important joint declaration. And then after that, in the afternoon, the Pope goes on to visit the Museum of Hagia Sophia, or Hagia Sophia. Once upon a time, it was the grandest basilica, Christian basilica, in all of the Roman Empire, known as Santa Sophia. After that, he goes on to make an originally unscheduled visit to the Blue Mosque, as it's called, just nearby Santa Sophia. After that, he goes on to visit the Armenian patriarch here, Mesrob II, and he'll hold a celebration of the word together with the Armenian patriarch. And then finally, towards the end of the afternoon, he meets with the Syrian Orthodox leader and then with the head of the Jewish community, Rabbi Isaac Haleva. And then at the very end of the day, he holds a meeting and dinner together with the Catholic bishops here in Turkey.
Well, Philippa, these ecumenical activities are quite central to this apostolic journey, as you say. How are they being received on the ground there by the people?
Well, that's an interesting question, Catherine. There's very, very tight security here. So people are extremely curious to know exactly what's going on. Don't forget that this is a very rigorously secular state. So the people don't normally see clerics or other people dressed in religious clothing. There's a lot of curiosity, I think, is the best way of putting it, to see what's actually happening. There was more interest, it's fair to say, in the political aspect of Pope Benedict's visit, his first day in Ankara, his words to Muslims. Also, there was a lot of interest in that, more I would say than in the purely ecumenical aspects of this visit and the meeting with Patriarch Bartholomew I. And yet it's important to remember church officials here are very keen to stress that the importance, that the real aim of this visit, or the original aim of this visit, was to strengthen ecumenical ties between the Catholic and the Orthodox world. Just take a listen here to Metropolitan Dimitrios. He's head of the Greek Orthodox Church in the United States and spokesman for the Patriarch Bartholomew on this visit.
I think it's a basic thing for people who are familiar with the basics of the gospel. The demand by the Lord Christ for unity, that it's important, because Christ speaks about the Christians being one as we, you, Father, and myself are one. It's a strong theological basis for unity. And then also he emphasized the fact that through the unity, the glory and the truth of God would be proclaimed. So this is a sine qua non factor in the proclamation of the Christian gospel today. You cannot really, being divided, have the full strength that the gospel has. Now, they are aware of a separation for almost 1,000 years. This cannot be done. Some over-optimistic people, a little bit naive thinkers, they say, oh, let's have a dialogue and we finish. We don't finish with a dialogue. We need considerable time. We need, and for theologians, a strong engagement in a serious dialogue, which will produce results.
Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda in Iraq denounced Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Turkey yesterday, calling it part of a crusader campaign against Islam. Reacting to the message, Vatican spokesperson Father Federico Lombardi says that the Pope is not concerned by the message. He says the statement reaffirms the Pope's call for unity to counter all forms of violence.